relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
The question our team has been struggling with: can you have too much John Carpenter music on a radio show? I think the answer is negative to that. Welcome back, my friends. Always feeling so sorry for those of you who are watching us live stream on YouTube, on Facebook, that you don't get to hear our bumper music, because we get lots of compliments on our bumper music. But hey, that's just who YouTube is. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, and we are on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, giving you the latest updates, the facts about the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus and what's happening with the measures on Capitol Hill and in the White House to help you, the American people. Very excited. We're going to break our rules here. Why? Because it's that important. No monologue in this opening segment of our second hour. We're going to go straight to our first guest for the second hour, and that is, of course, Georgia's Congressman Doug Collins, husband, father, pastor, and military chaplain. Congressman Collins, welcome back to America First.
Spence, it's always good to be with you.
So we had quite the last hour here on America First, and we had one of our regular callers call in, Laurie, and it was, as my colleague Eric said, a visceral moment. It was powerful. It was emotional. This is a woman who, with her husband, had a small business that was very, very heavily hit by the president's trade war with China. And she said, that's okay. That's okay. We're suffering, but it doesn't matter. I am so angry, so incensed with what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing to blackmail the Republicans and this nation with their package that they're stuffing full of pork for the Kennedy Center, for the Green New Deal. I don't want the Republicans to cave an inch, because the blackmail has got to stop. And she got very emotional, Doug. What's the latest state? Well, let's start with this. I'm going to ask you the naive question. Very few times have I been called naive. Did you expect that in a time of crisis, with 500 dead, with people in hospital, with businesses going out of business, that the Democrats would play politics as usual?
You would hope not. But the unfortunate part is Sebastian, that's all we've seen for the last year and a half. They do not like this president, and their dislike of this president translates into, frankly, a dislike of any policies or anything that end up could actually, you know, that they believe could help people that they don't get credit for. And I think that's the concerning part here. And I can understand her frustrations and her feelings. I mean, this is an aid package that there's a lot of things that need to continue to be worked on, continue to be fixed. But at the end of the day, to try and use it to pass things that you cannot pass normally is not a good look. And it basically puts them against the American people in a different way. And it really, though, it just lines up with them not liking this administration or anything that they're doing.
We're talking to Congressman Doug Collins. Follow him, Rep. Doug Collins, on Twitter. He is going to be running for the Senate in Georgia. We're very, very excited about that. We have given him our endorsement. What's the latest? Is your party going to cave? Is this going to be a pork-laden package, or will you hold the line as an institution?
I think you'll see it hold the line. I think the president and Mnuchin and them are dealing in the Senate right now. We'll see how that goes. Remember, a lot of this noise is coming from Pelosi in the House when she felt like she had, you know, no say so, and yes, she was going to hold it up, and her members were all upset. So she puts out this bill that, by the way, is not the Senate bill. There's issues in the Senate bill that hopefully they're dealing with right now. But a lot of the other stuff has came out from her. So I think we're going to see that. I think you'll see a lot of frustration. The president exhibited that frustration. So we'll see how it works out here in the next. They don't have the deal yet, so we'll see how it all comes out.
Let's listen to that frustration the president held not only last night, a two-hour-long coronavirus response team briefing from the White House. Today he had a virtual town hall from the Rose Garden hosted by Fox. Listen to the president's frustration. Clearly he's taken a decision. This is the president today. Cut two.
Excuse me, just one second. You can't compare this to 1918, where close to 100 million people died. That was a flu, which is a little different, but that was a flu where if you got it, you had a 50-50 chance or very close of dying. I think we're substantially under 1% because the people that get better are not reporting. So we only know people that go to doctors and go to hospitals, and we're taking that. And we're still a little bit above 1%. When you add all of the people, the millions of people that have it, that get better, we're substantially less than 1%. And when they came to my office, don't forget, they were saying 3%, 4%, 5%. There's a very big difference. No, we have to put our country back to work.
It's clear, Congressman Collins, that from Sunday night, at least Sunday night, if not earlier, the president was frustrated. He sees the damage being done to American livelihoods, to American businesses, and he wants to get us back on our feet. Tell us the stories you're hearing from your part of northeast Georgia, and whether the president has the back of your constituents when it comes to getting us back on our feet.
Well, he does, and I think that's the biggest thing here. And his expression of, you know, putting our economy first and doing the things that he needs to, he's the most concerned about. In fact, we run across a situation. We just sent a letter recently today to Secretary Pompeo and the administration saying, look, we need to input some things that, at least for a temporary basis, make sure that the medical supplies and issues that we need here in the United States are not being diverted overseas. Yes. I had a hospital of mine who purchased a test equipment and then was told that the fluid and issues that they needed to run it, they may or may not be able to get. And, you know, this is from an American company. And the reason was is they were looking to send the stuff overseas. And look, we all need to be a part of this, but we cannot prioritize our, you know, our other needs over ours, especially from American companies. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're keeping that here. And I think the president is seeing that. He's sensing that. And he knows that we've got to get people back to work because we have a twofold crisis, you know, developing here.
What is your expectation that, you know, we want to fix this, we want to beat it, we want to get us back to being the greatest, the richest, the most powerful nation in the world? Can you see the potential political ramifications if we come out of this? Will the president, will the GOP come out stronger because the American people have seen just how cynically the Democrats are prepared to exploit this crisis?
I think if we do what we're supposed to, and that's do our jobs, and Sebastian, you understand this as well as anyone, we do our jobs, and people understand that we're putting them first. When we do, when the president, like he's doing, I mean, how many times have you ever heard in the past, think about this, when the press says, well, we never get to talk to the president, we never get to talk to the president, he talks to the American people every day and answers every question. They just don't like it because he doesn't answer the way they want him to answer. And that's what putting people first, that's leadership, that's standing up there and saying, here's what we're trying to do. Here's why we're doing it. And I'm putting the people that I care about first. And that's the folks who voted him in.
Thank you for raising that. It's at the top of my prep pile. I just have this piece from The Blaze that during the president's daily press briefing last night, which was the best so far, in my opinion, there were a couple early on where they stumbled, but yesterday was the strongest. CNN and MSNBC cut away from the press briefing. Aren't these the same people, Congressman Collins, who said this president isn't transparent and he doesn't talk to the press?
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't answer the question. Let's just rephrase it. He doesn't answer the questions the way we want to answer him to answer the questions. So we're going to ignore him. And they just can't do that. The people see through that. This is at a time when I think the all is said and done, and we've got so much to do right now that they're going to look back and see the administration doing everything they can from the president, the vice president on down. They're going to get it to Congress. We're hopefully going to be able to get that package together that he can support and we can all support. And then when we get through this, it's going to be saying, yes, you did your job. I've been fielding calls and making calls all morning to local sheriffs, to businesses, and saying, okay, what can we do? How can we help? I did a telephone town hall today for seniors. And I had one precious little lady. She's 80 years old. She said, Congressman, I don't need anything. She said, but I may need some groceries the first of the month, and I don't know how I'd get there. Well, we took that number, and she called our office, and we're going to make sure somebody can get her groceries. That's what we got to be doing right now. That's the best policy and political thing that we can do is take care of our people, and the president's doing that and all the way down the line.
That's the American way, and that's why we have the breaking news. Eric has just texted it to me. The Dow, because of the president's decisions, because of his call for an Easter resurrection of our nation, the Dow has jumped 2,100 points, which is the largest one-day point gain ever. Wow, that's leadership. Congressman Collins, where can people find out more about you and support your Senate bid for Georgia?
DougForGeorgia.com. DougForGeorgia.com. And look, I'll put our people first, and I think that's the best thing that we can do. And with everything that's going on in the world, you'll not see me put anything else except our people of Georgia up front and making sure that they get back on track.
DougForGeorgia.com. And in the meantime, follow him, Rep. Doug Collins. God bless you. You're a fighter, and America appreciates it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are live casting on YouTube, on Facebook. Each hour of the show will be posted on Instagram TV as soon as the show finishes. And don't forget our website 24/7. SebGorka.com. SebGorka. SebGorka.com. Back with you here on the Salem Radio Network after these messages.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
In the break, I asked my next guest, are you surviving? And he said the same thing as Horace Cooper did in studio yesterday when he walked in. I'm thriving. That's the right answer. That's the American way. If you're surviving, if you're thriving, if you are going to beat this thing together with your fellow Americans, let me ask you a favor. Everybody's consumed with the Chinese coronavirus threat. It's unnerving, I know, when you can't find toilet paper. But what about living in a country where there isn't food on a regular basis? How about living in a country in our hemisphere where they have more malnutrition of young children than in Haiti? That's the situation in Guatemala. It is the Easter season. It's the Lenten season. Please join me and our incredible friends at Food for the Poor by supporting their work to get food to these hungry, hungry children. If you go to my website, SebGorka.com, you can donate today in any amount, or you can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. These are children who go to bed hungry. These are children who don't have clean drinking water. We take these things for granted in America. Clean drinking water. A donation in any amount makes a difference. Please support these children today. Go to my website, SebGorka.com, SebGorka. See the incredible videos of the starving children and then click the banner, Feed the Starving Families. I thank you, and the children you're helping will thank you too. Our next guest is somebody, it's long overdue, a man who is thriving indeed. He is the co-founder of one of our favorite outlets. It's called The Federalist. They don't like vowels for some reason. On Twitter, they're at FDRLST, and he is Sean Davis. Follow him, Sean M. Dav. Sean, welcome back to America First.
Thank you for having me.
There is so much we could discuss in just the last 24 hours, but let's just look at one of the most appalling cases of journalistic malpractice propaganda that I think I've ever seen. So there's a story that came out of NBC News. It was pushed by Heidi Prisbola, and then Gizmodo, that wonderful media site, pushed it as well. Arizona man dies after ingesting chloroquine in an attempt to prevent coronavirus. That's NBC News. Heidi Prisbola, in her tweet, says, man's husband is dead, and she's in the ICU after ingesting chloroquine. And the quote from the woman, we saw Trump on TV, every channel, and all of his buddies, and that this was safe, she said. Now, why is this journalistic malpractice, Sean?
Well, I, you know, maybe they were watching a different press conference than I was. The one that I had seen, he said, hey, hydroxychloroquine combined with the Z-Pak looks like it's working in some places.
Yes.
Malaria treatment, it might work, it might not, but it looks promising. I do not recall the president or anyone with a brain at any time saying, hey, you know, it's a good way to get rid of the Rona. Just go chug some fish tank cleaner.
The Rona. Is that what we call it now? The Rona, like my Sharona?
And the reason I think I didn't hear that is because nobody ever said it.
Okay.
And yet you have news organizations like NBC News trying to blame this on Trump for talking about a potentially promising new drug treatment.
So let's get the facts out here, because this is so incredibly despicable. The man, on his wife's encouragement, and this may be harsh, but as my friend Chris Plant says on the morning show here in D.C., every day is an IQ test. When the president said hydroxychloroquine is promising, the wife in Arizona said, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Goes to the shelf of chloroquine phosphate aquarium cleaner that removes parasites from fish, and says to her husband, hey, let's take this. And the box has the skull and crossbones for poison on it. Isn't this analogous, Sean, to saying, I don't know, look, I like soda. I like fizzy drinks. And that fizzy drinks are made with carbon dioxide. And so carbon monoxide sounds like that. So I'm going to stick the tailpipe of my car into my soda making machine. Now, that's the kind of level of analysis we're talking about, isn't it?
It is. It'd be like if Trump said, hey, I've heard of this miracle drug called penicillin. Wow, that changed the world. And then somebody goes and decides to eat, a bag full of mold, and then is shocked that it doesn't work antibiotically like the way penicillin does.
Or maybe pencils, if somebody ate a bag of pencils.
Yeah, and it's madness. There was another article over at Bloomberg trying to scare people saying, did you know that if you have just 2 grams of this malaria drug, that could kill you? Well, yeah, no kidding, because most prescriptions are in milligrams. I mean, if you go and take a whole thing of Advil, that could kill you too. There's directions on there for how much.
I think 2 grams of caffeine, of pure caffeine, will probably put you in the ICU.
Yeah, and it just gets you. You know, if you're sick, maybe you go see a doctor. And
yeah,
if the doctor prescribes you the medicine, you should take it in the doses prescribed to you by your doctor. This is basic common sense. And it is just such a stunning case of media malevolence, not just malpractice.
Malevolence.
For them to go out and twist stuff and take anything like this and try to make it all Trump's fault that Trump murdered someone because they decided to jug a whole thing of fish tank cleaner. It's just madness.
But isn't the most telling aspect of all of this, and you're right, it's not malpractice, it is malevolent intent, and in a court of law that is a big distinction. The fact that these articles, these tweets, these reports, they're still all up there, aren't they, Sean Davis?
They are. I think I have seen one publisher take it down.
Axios didn't take it down. They retweeted it and they said, oh, this is chloroquine phosphate and aquarium cleaner. That's what they did.
So they couldn't even take it down all the way. From what I could tell, NBC hadn't taken it down either. But then again, most of the media, their modus operandi now is get Trump, make the orange bad man go away. And everything else is subservient and subordinate to that particular purpose. It doesn't matter what the subject is, whether it's Kavanaugh or Russia or Ukraine or now a pandemic, that their sole goal is to get Trump at all costs.
As my friend and former colleague at Fox Business said, Trish Regan, this new virus, this new threat to the Democrats, to the mainstream fake news industrial complex, it's just impeachment 2.0. We're talking to the co-founder of The Federalist, one of our favorite organs out there. Eric, please repost. Everybody needs reliable information now more than ever. Let's repost on our Twitter feed, our Facebook feed, the 13 most reliable sites, including The Federalist, one of our most popular articles. Let's do that right now. And in the meantime, everybody who's listening, check out The Federalist every day and follow this man. He's got a pretty awesome Twitter game, Sean M. Dav. We will be back with Sean Davis after these messages. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget, we are available on the podcast app on Apple. You can actually download the America First app as well, so you never miss a thing. And subscribe to our YouTube channel for every important segment that you need to hear. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Are you confident that the president will listen to you, to Dr. Fauci, to Dr. Adams, the Surgeon General, if you were to say, look, we know it is a hard pill to swallow, so to speak, for the economy, but to save lives, we have to continue this lockdown? Are you confident he would listen to that advice and take that advice?
I am confident that the president has listened to and seen all of our data as it evolves. I think you can see that the president over these 3 weeks has been very focused on what the American people need, both economically and public health-wise.
Clearly, there is an agenda out there. The media wishes to drive a wedge between the president and his team. And they are failing at every single instance. Something is happening, though, out there, and it's very intriguing. I'm going to ask our guest, Sean Davis of The Federalist, to comment. First, there's a leak from a Democrat teleconference where Majority Whip James Clyburn told Democrat caucus members, quote, the coronavirus bill is, quote, a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision, because that's what the priorities for the Democrats. I connect that to a tweet from a liberal, Dr. Carlin Borsenko, who tweeted the following yesterday when she heard the news. I have never voted for someone who was not a Democrat in my life. That streak will end in November. I'm beyond angry about what the Democrats are doing. This is not about the well-being of the workers. This is taking advantage of a crisis. It is unconscionable. I can't wait for them to lose. Sean Davis, are we going to see significant political ramifications on the other side of the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus?
Boy, that's the million-dollar political question. I will say 2016 chastened me on making political predictions.
Oh, yes. This is always your big caveat.
Always.
But it's you know, you're recognizing the reality that in 2016, everything changed.
Yes. And so with something like this, you know, I wasn't around during the Spanish flu pandemic, so I don't have an experience seeing how things look politically there. But I think Democrats in Congress, I think what they did in blocking that stimulus bill really kind of shocked the conscience of a lot of people. I think we all expect politics to happen in Washington. You know, my heavens, there's gambling going on in this casino. Of
right.
course there's going to be politics there. But, you know, were Democrats doing in January when Trump was trying to close the border to prevent the spread of this virus?
Impeachment.
They were impeaching him over aid to Ukraine. And what is Nancy Pelosi doing right now? She's demanding a quid pro quo before she'll release funding to Americans. And I personally think that that's not going to be taken well by the millions of people who either will be put out of work or are already out of work as a result of the shutdowns that are happening right now. They need help, and they need people to listen to them and take care of them. And Pelosi's trying to cram in a decades-old left-wing wish list instead of actually helping people. And it was just shocking and unconscionable to see, even though I have spent, you know, the last 20 years looking at politics, that this was something special.
My Salem colleague, Tom, if you're listening, I appreciate the text. He texted me earlier today. I love how the Democrats wanted to impeach President Trump for allegedly withholding funds from the Ukraine, and now they, the Democrats, are withholding funds from America. I don't think Americans will forget that very soon. Do you, Sean Davis?
I really don't, and I think we're at a time now where your average American probably isn't looking at things as a Republican or a Democrat. They're looking at it as an American. They're watching what's happening in their country. They're worried about their friends. They're worried about their families getting sick. They're worried about their elderly mom and dad who now can't have visitors, who are alone. And they're worried about whether they can actually make ends meet, not just next month, but this week. And I think all those people are wanting to see their leaders in Washington actually come together and try to address this problem and fix it, as opposed to using it as just another excuse for politics as usual.
Yeah, this. So on Sunday, I rang up, there's a wonderful lady who goes to our church, elegant lady in her 80s. Sometimes we brunch together after Mass. And I just rang her up to say, hey, is there anything I can do for you? Do you need any groceries? And she said, no, don't worry about it, Sebastian. My neighbors have already offered that. And at no point, Sean, did it cross the transom of my mind as to who this person votes for or what her political identity is. But I think that is not how things are analyzed on the left. Follow him on Twitter right now. He's the co-founder of The Federalist, Sean M. Dav. And also check out thefederalist.com, one of our favorite sites. We've reposted the list of our 13 most important, reliable conservative sites on our Twitter feed and our Facebook page. Keep doing what you do, Sean. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We will be returning with Joe Concha next. In the meantime, we are broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that works. And pain relief that, most important of all, attacks the source of the pain, not the pain receptors. I'm not going to get into a lot of mumbo-jumbo technical stuff, but regular synthetic painkillers, you know, the ones that we've all taken, don't fix anything. They don't attack the source of the pain. They mask the pain by numbing the capacity of pain receptors to feel pain. Well, that's just a transitory non-solution. Relief Factor's ingredients attack the inflammation, which is the source of the pain. And that's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, me included. So you see their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for those 3 weeks, morning and evening, as do I, you will know at the end if it works for you like it works for me. Don't you want to be the next success story? You deserve it. Relieffactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
It just seems to me that networks should not even be at this point broadcasting his 90 minutes of misinformation. I understand when Cuomo's on, that's one thing, but I almost think it's a disservice to the country at this point.
Yeah, the president should be allowed, but that Cuomo chap, let's have him on. That was Sonny Hostin of The View. And then we have Chris Hayes of MSNBC with his own take of what the president is doing. Cut 11.
The president is now listening to voices on the right that say, really, what's a million seniors when you're thinking about the whole economy? That's slightly caricatured, but only slightly.
Slightly caricatured. I tell you what, Chris Hayes, you are a caricature. We are back here on America First with a very special guest. He is one of the sharpest media analysts out there, Joe Concha. Follow him on Twitter, Joe Concha TV, media reporter for The Hill. Joe, welcome to America First.
How are we doing, Sebastian? Are you doing this from home, or are you actually venturing into New York?
I don't snowflake out. I'm in my studio, and I have been from the beginning with my hardcore team. Is that right, everybody? Where we are here, we don't snowflake. The whole building's empty, Joe. It's great. It's lovely. There's no traffic, and the whole building is... What about you? Are you huddled down in your bunker?
I'm in the bunker. Yeah, I'm in the Fortress of Solitude, and that's fine because I usually work from home anyway, so this isn't that much of a turn for me, and I have a home studio, which you're familiar with that sort of concept. So,
yes.
It's fine, you know, just wash your hands out there, and if you could, I hate to turn this into a public service announcement, but donate blood if you could also.
Yes.
You go to the Red Cross, it's sterilized, there's a big blood shortage that's going to be coming, and I think if you want to do something, since we all have time on our hands now, please do that.
I heard it mentioned once so far from a government source again and again and again. Let's repeat this. Follow the president's guidelines. We've got 6 days left in the 15 days to break the back of the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus, but also blood donation is one of the most important things you can do now. God bless you, Joe, for mentioning that. Joe, you're a straight shooter. The president's briefings that some people want to ban or switch off, how do you rate the last weeks of developments with regards to the president's briefings and the town hall he did today?
Well, you were there in the administration when he was accused of shutting out the press,
yes,
stepping on the First Amendment. And now you have a guy, they're complaining he's going on for too long, answering too many questions. And to your point, I mean, we keep hearing this argument, well, I just want to hear from the experts, from the medical people. Well, then how does that explain Governor Cuomo exactly? He's up there,
yes,
basically solo, right? And that's what leaders should do. We should hear from experts and from our leaders. So I can't believe this argument that we should take his briefings off. I'm old enough to remember when CNN and MSNBC during the primaries in 2016 literally used to show an empty podium of President Trump and with a chyron, which is the headline on the screen below it, saying Donald Trump expected to speak in minutes, while the other 17 candidates couldn't sniff any airtime, and also Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. So don't tell me we have to take this guy off the air when he was always on, even when he wasn't on these networks. So now they're suddenly taking a stand. And then what do we have in their place, by the way, if we don't have the coronavirus briefings with the Faucis and Dr. Debbie Birx, I always pronounce that wrong, and the Surgeon General, then we have talking heads telling us what we should think. Why don't we just hear from the sources themselves? Does that make sense? I think it does.
It seems right now that the media is worse than they've ever been, whether it's blaming the president for a man who drank aquarium cleaning agent, or whether it's the media saying that we're just going to switch off the feed to the president's coronavirus briefing because, as you said, we need talking heads more than we need to hear from the White House. Again, it seems as if they haven't learned anything, Joe Concha.
Aquarium cleaner, right? Somebody drank that. That would be like me saying, you know what, I'm out of Purell, but I do have some Tito's vodka in the back, and I also have rubbing alcohol. So maybe if I just drink the rubbing alcohol, then that'll help me prevent germs from coming into my body. I mean, for the president to be blamed for that because he touted something that appears to be working, at least from an anecdotal perspective, and it's the same anti-malaria drug that Governor Cuomo,
yes,
has also spoken very positively about, and doctors I've spoken to as well, that if you give it early enough on, it doesn't allow the virus to replicate. So that's a good thing, and to be optimistic is a good thing, particularly when you have some evidence to back it up. So now we hear actual reporters, and not like, you know, the bloggers that are like left-wing, you know, idiots that you never pay attention to, but NBC News or Axios or prominent journalists tweeting out that the president told people to start taking aquarium cleaner internally to stop a virus from hitting them. But that is the ultimate sign that journalists think that people are stupid and they'll actually believe it. And there are enough out there that unfortunately do.
Do you think there will be ramifications? We're 223 days away from the elections. Do you think there will be political ramifications for, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi trying to get $35 million for the Kennedy Arts Center in the coronavirus response bill, or writing off $11 billion worth of post office debt?
that really looked bad for her. And as we've seen now, Sebastian, she's backing away from that, saying, you know, this is a bill for another time. Let's just get our work done, because she wasn't expecting that kind of backlash, because there should have been that kind of backlash, right? When you try to suddenly exploit the biggest crisis perhaps has ever hit this country, that's never a good look. And the reason why I know that this will have ramifications for the media and for Democrats is because I look at Gallup's poll that just came out today. 60% of Americans approve the way President Trump is handling this pandemic to this point. And those are numbers that are up from last week. And the biggest jump, Sebastian, this is the whole key to everything, is among Democrats and independents believe that he's doing a good job. So again, we see the boomerang effect from the media, that when they go so negative and so ridiculous, the president only benefits, and it's happening again.
Which is exactly what happened with the impeachment. They actually lost independence from before they started to afterwards. More of them were sympathetic to the president. I have in front of me the Daily Caller's reporting on a Monmouth poll. More people, 50%, according to Monmouth, support the president in his response to the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus pandemic than support the media's coverage. I think that is more than telling. Follow this man. He is one of the sharpest media commentators out there. And just around all good chap, Joe Concha TV on Twitter. And also his articles, his media analyses can be found at The Hill. God bless you, Joe. Stay safe in your bunker. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Now, more than ever, you have to look after your health. It's tough, I know. But there is something you can do to make that little difference if you want to stay healthy. Do what I do. Take Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that contain 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It boosts your immunity. And also, if you just hate kale like I do, this is how you stay healthy. If you use my name, Dr. Douglas Howard, the man behind this incredible product, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com right now. Write down their super easy phone number, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But whichever way you do it, you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. And one additional benefit, I love this one. If you become a Balance of Nature customer, you get free access at the end of a phone line to your health advisor. How fabulous is that? I take it every day, so should you, especially now. Balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. We're going to go to your calls on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752 on the coronavirus, the president's response, and the Democrat exploitation.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
What do they say about apples and trees? Christine Pelosi, after it was revealed that Rand Paul, Kentucky senator, has the coronavirus, tweeted the following out. Rand Paul's neighbor was right. Referring to the neighbor that beat Rand Paul so violently, cracking his ribs, that a portion of his lung had to be removed. That's what Christine Pelosi thinks is cool. It's the Democrats. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Dave in California. You've been waiting very patiently. Line one. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gorka. The point that I want to make is that the peculiar specificity that this virus takes in terms of targeting the elderly just seems to me to be almost in the line of a designer type of.
But that's not unusual, Dave. That's not unusual.
Yeah, well, I mean,
all people are almost always more susceptible to viruses.
But where it originated, in a place where You know, doing the Logan's Run carousel wouldn't probably go over well in the international community. So they do this because they can maybe pass it off as some legitimate thing. It just got out of hand. And then as a result, maybe they already have or have been working much longer than we have on some kind of an anecdotal cure for it.
Yeah, look, these are fun ideas, Dave, but you have no evidence. I could say, hey, it would be a really cool idea if this thing was created by, you know, aliens from Betelgeuse that imported it to the Chinese Wuhan wet markets. Cool idea, but there's no evidence. So, yeah, these things are interesting to posit, but again, stick to the facts. And this is such a massive problem for the Chinese. A 10% loss. 10% loss! Of their GDP, the idea that this is some Uber plan to harvest out the old people like Logan's Run or to inject this into the United States, I just don't buy it. It could be an accidental discharge from the biological research facility in the province. Yeah, but I could say just as much it could be an alien life form. There's no evidence. So let's stick to the facts. China is in big trouble. China is embarrassed. China is trying to use this as a political weapon, also using propaganda through its ambassadors. Let's stick to the facts. And first things first, let's beat this thing. We've got 6 days left to break the back of the coronavirus Chinese Wuhan disease. But most important of all, the Dow. A record-breaking 2,112-point increase. Why? Because the president is leading and he wants us back on our feet by Easter because the cure cannot be worse than the disease. Thank you, Dave. We'll get to your calls. Viviana, Brent, Leonardo, don't go anywhere.